This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Have you ever noticed that every mass poisoning in America, it seems, just happens to take place in black communities? I mean, think about this. Flint, Michigan, right? Detroit, basically. Lead in the water supply. Not a small amount, a massive amount, a potentially fatal amount of lead if consumed over time. Highly toxic, highly damaging to the development of the human brain. It was deliberately put into the water supply. There was a massive cover-up, carried out by white people, by the way, and it targeted specifically the black community of Flint, Michigan, which is predominantly black. And this is just one of many such cases. In the past, there was also this poisoning in the Washington, D.C. water supply. Well, who lives in Washington, D.C.? I'm talking about the residents there, not the bureaucrats who commute in but then go home in some other rich community. The people living in D.C. are black folks, predominantly. And that's where the poisoning took place. Think about the vaccine autism link cover-up, which was admitted by the CDC scientist known as Dr. William Thompson. He confessed to it. We've carried it on our website, naturalnews.com. You can read his confession. He says that he and other scientists at the CDC covered up statistical evidence, scientific evidence, showing a link between vaccines and autism in who? Young African-American boys. Not white boys. African-American boys. So we got the water poisoning in Flint. We got the water poisoning in Washington, D.C. We got the vaccines all targeting black communities. And that's not all. Look at the cancer industry in places like Detroit. And we've covered this extensively on Natural News. The cancer industry, it is a racket they have predatory business practices that target black men and black women because they know that those people will have more aggressive cancers because of their skin color, which blocks ultraviolet light from the sun, which generates vitamin D. So the black communities tend to be vitamin D deficient. And as a result, they are more lucrative to the cancer industry. And so these predominantly white-owned cancer organizations, for-profit businesses, they set up shop in low-income black communities, then they offer free screening so they can falsely diagnose black people with cancer so they can make a fortune treating them with chemotherapy that they don't even need. And in Detroit, working inside the Karmanos Cancer Center, or the Karmanos Crittenden Cancer Center is what it was called, was Dr. Fareed Fattah. And he would recruit black people, and he would tell them they had to have chemotherapy, and then he would order them to be compliant, that they had to do the chemo with him, sometimes for years, while he kept billing Medicare and Medicaid insurance companies. He was raking in a fortune with a false diagnosis, committing absolute criminal fraud, preying upon the suffering and pain of black folks, while he was pocketing millions of dollars and making the whole cancer industry rich because they were selling, you know, the chemotherapy chemicals to him that he was marking up and selling to the black patients and billing the government. These people didn't even have cancer. And Dr. Fattah eventually was arrested. There was a whistleblower inside the hospital who blew the whistle. And he was arrested, prosecuted, and sentenced to 45 years in prison. But if not for this whistleblower, he would have been continuing that practice to this day. And so that's just another example. But let me wrap it up for you. Again, water poisoning with lead, black communities, vaccines, and autism, predominantly black kids at risk. Not only black kids, but there's a higher risk with black kids. Washington, D.C., water poisoning, black community. Cancer industry, predatory targeting of black women and black men because that's who they know are the most profitable. So let me be blunt here. You probably know, my name's Mike Adams. I'm the health ranger. I run the science lab here. I'm a scientist. I'm a food investigative researcher. I'm an investigative journalist. I've won 3 journalism awards for investigative journalism. I'm a whistleblower. I'm an author. I wrote the book Food Forensics. I run naturalnews.com. I have seen that there is a genocidal overlay to the medical system as it is operated today. It's not just the medical system, but really the entire public health system is probably a better term. There is a racist, genocidal targeting of black people, and it's more insidious than I think you can imagine. It's not just that they want to make money off the suffering and pain of black people in the cancer industry, for example. It's also, if you look at this water poisoning, where they knew about it and they covered it up. Look, I'm an expert in heavy metals. This is what I do in this lab. I test for heavy metals, okay? Lead causes mental retardation. It is one of the most well-known, well-documented side effects of lead exposure or lead consumption. It's no coincidence that this poisoning in the Flint, Michigan water was literally dumbing down kids in the black community, and that these white people knew it was happening and allowed it to happen and kept it happening and covered it up and refused to warn the public, and they were trying to get away with it for another decade. You think this is a coincidence? I'm here to tell you, it isn't. And the reason I'm going public with this, as obviously a white guy, is because, you know, in the black community, you know, black folks can talk to other black folks about this, and they can say things like, yeah, there's a racial targeting genocidal agenda of the medical system. And some other person might say to them, oh, you're just saying that because you're black. I'm saying it, and I'm white. I guarantee I'm white, last time I checked. This is real. This is happening. The black communities are being specifically targeted by the medical system. The black communities disproportionately suffer under the mass poisoning of the water supply. And also, by the way, of the food supply. That's a whole nother discussion. But if you look at the food that is available in black communities, typically, it is food that is almost engineered to cause cancer, to cause diabetes, to cause heart disease. It is food that is essentially poison. And you don't find the same types of food available in the inner city, predominantly black communities, especially if they're low-income communities. And so the options are completely different. And I know I'm probably gonna get some hate on this video from some white folks saying, you know, I'm stirring up racism. I'm not stirring up anything but the truth here. I'm telling you what I see as an investigator, as a human being. I cannot stay silent and watch this agenda of poisoning of any children, whether they're black or white or Latino or Asian, you name it. It is criminal no matter where it's happening, but I just happen to notice that it is predominantly happening in the black communities. And so I wanted to go on the record as a white guy, as a science researcher, as an author, as an investigative journalist, as a whistleblower, I wanted to go on the record and tell you, any of you who are willing to listen and willing to share this video with people you know who might live in some of these communities, I'm willing to go on the record and tell you this is real. There is a genocidal, racist, perhaps eugenics agenda inside in the public health establishment. It is very real. It is there. You know, and I haven't even talked about abortion clinics and where they're located. That's a different topic, a different debate. But when it comes to poisoning the water supply, when it comes to poisoning the children with vaccines and causing autism, when it comes to profiteering off the suffering of cancer patients, it's all white people setting up these things in black communities to profit from disease and suffering. Or to keep black folks down, to keep them suppressed, like the lead in the water. I mean, think about it. It sounds like a James Bond villain. You know, poison the water supply and keep the people dumbed down so that you can control them, you know. But it's actually happening. they actually did it. The EPA covered it up. The Michigan state officials covered it up, and that's why they've been arrested and charged with crimes. They actually did it. And it's astonishing that even anybody's actually possibly going to jail over this, because this kind of thing happens so often that usually nobody's ever held accountable. I mean, this happens every day. The cancer industry is preying upon black people every single day, and very few of those individuals have been arrested. I hope more will be arrested soon for their crimes. But so far, not that many have been arrested, like Dr. Fatah. He's one of the few. But it is a cycle that they create. They feed you the food that causes cancer, and then they profit from the cancer treatment that gives you more cancer, and then you come back for more repeat business, and they get even more money billing more insurance for your second follow-up cancer treatment, while they're feeding your kids toxic lead that dumbs them down and gives them cancer and bone disorders and heart disorders that bring in more repeat business for the same hospitals that are treating you for cancer. Now they're treating your kids for bone disorders. It is a money-making racket. It is a form of modern-day enslavement. It is medical slavery. It is economic servitude to the masters of big pharma. That's all it is. You know, we all know the history of America, and you know, there was a time when the enslavement focused on, you know, physically enslaving black people. Not that much has changed. It's just that the form of enslavement is now a little more high-tech, a little more advanced, a little more, you know, it sounds like it's medicine, it sounds like it's treatment. It isn't. It's just enslavement under a new system with new corporate masters. That's all it is. And frankly, that enslavement system also enslaves white people and Latino people and Asian people and everybody. It's not, you know, the pharmaceutical cartels are not just focused on black people. They just know that that's where their biggest profits are to be found. And this is very real. This is happening. And I'm telling you, as an investigator, as a white guy, as a scientist that runs this laboratory, as an author, I'm telling you, this is real. I have evidence right now. I've filed a complaint with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I've offered to testify under oath to provide the findings that I have, that my staff and myself have found, that point to a deliberate systemic cover-up of the targeting of black people for cancer treatment that is medically unjustified. I would like to see more of these people go to jail, for one thing. I would like to see some real legal justice served against those who are committing these crimes against children, especially, but also crimes against adults. You know, the cancer industry preys upon adult men and women as well. I would like to see the truth finally come out about vaccines and about cancer and cancer prevention. And, you know, there's a really great docuseries out there called The Truth About Cancer that you need to watch. You need to see that. If you have dark skin, trust me, you need vitamin D. Your vitamin D levels are probably so low that your body is growing cancer tumors more rapidly than the body of a white person, let's say. Vitamin D can help you in tremendous ways to not need a cancer doctor. So you got to check that out. This information needs to be spread across the black communities that are being targeted by the cancer industry so that you have a form of defense against being exploited and medically enslaved by that cancer industry. I guess my number one goal is to say that we, the people, regardless of our skin color or our economic status, we, the people, have got to defend ourselves. We've got to put up some self-defense against these systems that are murdering us. Is the bottom line. And yeah, they're murdering black folks more aggressively than they're murdering anybody else, but they're murdering people across all races as well, as long as it makes them money, you know, on their GMOs, on their vaccines, on their fluoride, on their cancer treatments, you name it. It is a systemic mass poisoning and profiteering off of those that they can manage to successfully target and get away with it. And it's time that this needs to stop. It is not going to stop unless we get the word out, unless you share this video and help empower others with the truth so that at some point we can stand up and put a stop to this. Frankly, You know, black folks should be marching and picketing in front of the cancer centers. Because that's who's killing you, is the cancer centers, the cancer surgeons and the chemotherapy doctors. They are the ones that are killing you. And the vaccine doctors, they're killing your kids. You know, and the state health officials, the water quality managers, they're killing your kids. The system has tried to tell you that you gotta rise up, you know, against white people. It's not technically true. We all gotta rise up together against the corporations. That's what we gotta do. You know, brothers and sisters, white, black, everything. We, the people, have got to rise up against the corporate monopolies and the corporate poisoners. And the toxic cancer industry that wants you to stay sick because that's how they keep making repeat money off of your suffering. It is the people, the everyday people, no matter where we live, no matter what our skin color, we need to rise up against the corporate cartels and the corporate monopolies. And we got to take our country back so that we can get something restored that might resemble sanity, that might resemble real medicine, professional medicine, that might resemble, you know, real public safety or real justice for that matter. And it's not going to happen if we end up fighting each other, you know, whites versus blacks. That's the narrative that the mainstream media pushes because that's what they want to distract you with. The truth is we, the people, got to fight against our corporate masters who are trying to enslave us all, no matter what our skin color. So that's my take on it. I hope you take this seriously. And I hope you understand I'm taking a risk to say this. I'm going to get some hate for saying this, but it's the truth. And that's what inspires me to sit here and tell you this truth. You can check out my website at naturalnews.com. Listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. And you can also download the first section of my new book called Food Forensics. You can get that book at foodforensics.com. Download the first section for free. Again, my name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for listening. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Rangers Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.